Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
What's going on, DNR fans? This is Jake, a.k.a. Draconis. First of all, thanks for tuning in, listening to the episode. We got a couple things that are going on right now that I think you guys need to know about, and if you don't already. We got Patreon. If you just throw in a couple dollars every month, it'll help us out so, so much, and we would kind of love you forever. But there's also some incentives if you want to. We have an Xbox One that we are giving away. I mean, it's not a PlayStation 4, let's be honest, okay? Let's be honest. But it's an Xbox One. Fucking amazing. All right, so we also have Group 4 coming. It is real. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Group 4, we are casting right now. And if you want, send in your email along with your voice to dandrcasting@gmail.com and try to get on the show. Try to get on the show. We'd love to have you. Also, 2014 end of year award voting for all the shows. I would appreciate it if you would kind of maybe just if you want to vote for Draconis for Group 1 favorite PC, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't hate you at all. I would appreciate that, and it should happen. Also, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow all the cast. We love to hear from you guys all the time. I will probably retweet something if you tweet me. And I think that's the official term there, tweet me. And last but not least, guys, the DNR store is open. If you go on the homepage, there's a tab right on the top. I think it says official store, maybe store, but click it. You can get all kinds of great stuff. We got artwork. You want a pillow? You want a DNR pillow? I'm pretty sure you can get that on the store. Do it. And you know, it's worth it. All right, guys, enjoy the episode, and let's do this.
Let's do that thing. We go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Jason. I'm the Dungeon Master. Going around the table, starting with Delmar.
Oh, God, I'm first. I'm Delmar, and I play Hondo DeVets, Ranger Cleric.
And Tom.
I am Tom. I play Yenward in Minotaur.
And Dan.
Yay, yay. I'm Dan. I play Duncan Joy Batam, Dwarven Bard. You can follow me on Twitter at Duncan Joy Batam. I voted for Yenward.
And Kelsey.
Hey, I'm Kelsey, and I play Diana, Tiefling Mage.
And Jake.
Yes, I am Jake, a.k.a. Draconis. And, if you want, you can give me a follow at DraconisDR on Twitter. That would be cool. And also, you can still vote for me right now.
Boom!
Sorry.
Get out of here.
My bad.
That's okay. two drugs in the course of a minute.
Boom. Really?
Okay.
Tomatoes.
I meant if you
he's
want
doing that just in case a listener skipped the opening that all listeners skip. Just in case.
Yeah.
Vote Draconis. Guys, last time on the show, things got dark.
A bit.
You found out who the Red was, a tiefling by the name of Artis, who lost his daughter, sadly.
Yep.
You found out that the Overwatch was doing a lot. Well, the tip of the iceberg so far is that you found out they were doing experiments on children into teens and adults. Maybe they ran out of adults. It depends. But you also came to terms with what Ironhide did, and as a result, Yenward gored him and threw him out a window.
Yeah, I don't think came to terms is exactly the right
word. I'm trying to find a pleasant way of saying murder.
I like it.
And then you came to terms with what Duncan and Rotswell talked about, and you Duncan murdered Rotswell.
Murder.
Justifiable homicide, man.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not saying it wasn't a good reason.
War.
Totally. No, the war was, I mean, like, okay, that excuse is officially over. The war is over. So the whole it's not murder if it's war thing, let's just put, it's like, well, it's really close to the war. No, it's...
Well, you're close to the Japanese guys who are still in bunkers thinking that World War II is still happening.
Yeah, I thought the war didn't end until Diana made her speech.
I'm saying as of now.
There was like, still fighting going on.
Give me like 5 more minutes. I gotta wrap some...
as of now, this transition is happening as peacefully as it could possibly be going. Now, again, it's still it's whoever is going to end up running the city, it's going to be an upward battle, a real upward battle. So that's what we're going to be finding out today, guys. Who's going to be running this city? Who's going to be running the Overwatch? Will it even be called the Overwatch? Will it? Who the fuck knows? But that's what we're going to do today. So how about we pick up with the party the next morning? You guys have got some rest. As a matter of fact, maybe give all your characters a nice rest on the board.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Diana, I re-uploaded your character. Again? You don't need to. I re-uploaded your character and gave you your new staff.
Got some dailies back. I like it. All right, here we go.
Waking up the next day, I'm going to go ahead and guess that you slept in the castle. Kind of the spoils of war type of thing. Sure. It's the safest spot in the city to sleep as of now. I would imagine that's where most of the leaders have slept. Here's the situation. The Dragonborn currently have no leader. No official leader. There are several individuals stepping up to try and take that place, but no one can officially speak for the Dragonborn right now. Mm. That's also going to be a problem because they don't even possess the horn. That's a symbolic gesture of the next person in line.
I know a guy.
His name's Yenward.
the people of Donhurst are officially pulling out. They are leaving it in your capable hands. They were there to help. They did so. It's done. They have to get back to their city. Nathaniel can't speak for the people of Winterhaven because he is incapacitated right now, and he's being rushed back to Winterhaven to be taken care of. So that leaves Brittana, who was going to speak for the elves, Laris Darkhoof, who is going to speak for the Minotaur, Auraclad, who is going to speak for the Drow, Liara and Poe, who are going to speak for the Ravens because Brianna's not here, you guys, who have to come to some sort of agreement. You get one vote as a collective, a group.
Mm-hmm. Are we representing Winterhaven since we're the Knights of Winterhaven, or are we just...
You're just speaking for you.
Okay.
You're speaking as an independent party. Because there is an actual leader of Winterhaven, and he's still alive, but he just doesn't get a vote because he's not present.
Plus, gotcha. Like, how many people in our party are actual Knights of Winterhaven anymore? Like,
yeah, that's the thing.
Three of us. I mean, three.
Yeah, so only half of your party are even Knights of Winterhaven anyway, and that was under... that was 2 leaders ago.
Well, no, because they updated it. Draconis became a... Like, later, Draconis became one. That was under the last...
Yeah, that was an original.
Talia made him one.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's the current situation. The remaining... Stone Sunder, obviously, is going to be speaking for the dwarves. So that's going to be... That's the situation. That is the coalition that's getting together to decide who the fuck is going to run this city.
So my question, since there's no clear Dragonborn, who's going to show up? Anybody at all? What?
No one can speak for the Dragonborn because there's no official leader for the Dragonborn. You have to have someone who can speak for that nation of people. Mm-hmm. There's no one. Now, again, there's lots of people gunning for the spot.
They would.
And for the first time in a very long time, there's actually a female Dragonborn who is gunning for that spot. But that is
we know
a story
how that's
for
gonna
a
work.
Long time. Yeah, they're a pretty male-dominated society, but you never know. So, waking up the next day, what would you guys like to do before we get into the nitty-gritty? Is there anything you guys want to talk about? Anything you want to do? Anything you'd like to attempt?
Well, I guess first thing, just check on the kids, make sure they're still...
Kids.
Okay. Well yeah, not dead, I guess. I don't know.
We're starting off with the kids.
Very much not dead. They're actually doing quite well. They seem to be pretty rested. They're much more relaxed than the previous night. It seems like this place is much more secure. The fighting has died down in the city. And actually, do me a favor. As a party, roll a perception check.
16 or 22. It's not horrible, guys.
14. Awesome.
27. Ah. Almost a crit.
Yep.
Oh,
Yenward.
What's going on?
So, waking up, stretching, looking out your window, you're, well, okay, Diana, Hondo, and Duncan are going to notice that the city appears to be much, much calmer than it was the night previous. In the light of day, there's still a few buildings that are smoldering. There's still the smell, that burnt wood smell. Very much... This city is still in a fair bit of chaos, but it's not riot-y, crazy, violent chaos. It's more, where do we go from here type of chaos. There's no leadership. There's no direction. Picture from these people's standpoint. It is an all-human city. They have been taught, some of them since birth, that anyone who isn't human is evil, and they are out to rape and pillage and kill and take. And then you guys come and rape and pillage and kill and take. Maybe not rape, but take and pillage and destroy. Now you're just in the city walking around, and you don't appear to want to kill anybody anymore, but it's still, to them, it's their worst nightmare realized. A lot of these people who didn't... There are people who were born... And they're teenagers now, but they've maybe never even seen a Minotaur, never seen a Tiefling, never seen... To them, it's like, holy shit, they're just walking around in the city. These people are the devil, and they're here. That's a hard pill for a lot of these people to swallow.
Good thing I critted on that speech, guys.
That's what I'm saying. This is going as peacefully as... Like, this could be going a lot worse.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're mingling in the streets, but this is very much like... Black guy in Alabama in the 60s mingling in the streets. It's like you exist, but yeah, it's really crappy. So what would be your first, action as are you getting together to meet up and talk about this?
Well, I'm actually going to specifically address Hondo, but I'm not going to like pull him aside or anything. It's just going to be in front of the group. Okay.
Sure.
Duncan, after looking outside and kind of gathering his stuff, looks over at Hondo and goes, "Hey, Hondo, I kind of just want to apologize for last night. Things got pretty heated about the kids, and I was just worried about their safety. But if you think you can control it and you think that we'll be okay, then I'll trust your judgment on that."
Is this in, like, the whole group?
This is in plain view. I'm in front of
everyone. Okay.
I didn't argue with you directly. That's why I'm not, I was mainly arguing
just
with Hondo,
checking.
So. Yeah.
Hey, Dan?
Yeah.
You might want to back up from your mic just a tiny bit.
Okay.
You're coming just a tiny bit loud. You're good. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
There we go.
Totally good.
Hondo's just going to smile at Duncan and just like put out his hand to give him a fist pump.
Okay. And all right. I'll reach up to Hondo.
Seeing the fist pump, Draconis is going to let out a little one of those, I don't know if there's a name for it, but it's basically a
sigh. Sigh?
that was more of a.
You mean like the...
Not a sigh, but like a
like
puff.
A little, yeah.
Draconis is going to let out a little puff.
This fire coming up. Puff.
Puff.
And the castle's on fire.
And everything.
Can I run a perception check to make sure the castle's not on fire? I've learned that we need to do this. Every time.
No,
every time Draconis does something.
Only when he intentionally lights a fire, and you guys just...
I kind of look over and I see it, but I don't really comment towards it. And I'm just... kind of glad that we got things settled there. If anybody else wants to comment about it, though, they're more than welcome.
By the way, it wasn't like super loud. It was just a little under the breath, kind of like. Pfft.
Were you trying to hide it, or was it more
not trying to hide it.
Okay.
We'll but take it wasn't note like of it, huge. Won't say anything.
Okay.
Diana's gonna kind of It might be for the best to rethink and figure out exactly what our plan is regarding them, but that should probably take place after the voting.
Yeah, we have more important things to... We have time to deal with, to decide what we're going to do with the kids, but the voting is something that we have to get to, so...
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, Hondo's just going to take a look around and ask, what happened to Deadeye and Hyde Guy?
Don't worry, he wasn't there for that.
I stare at Yenward, and I kind of snicker a little bit.
Okay, I threw him out a window. There we go. Out in the open.
Hondo's just gonna Hondo will just look at that and nod and go, okay.
Are we good? Alright, moving on.
I love how we all just understand each other.
Draconis is gonna let out another one. Another.
I wanna match his with a more exasperated one.
Just devolving into horses.
Liara and Poe are going to approach you guys. Sort of looking over the party, just taking... I mean, the last 24 hours has been fucking crazy. So after a couple seconds, Liara is gonna... Did anyone get any sleep last night?
Duncan raises his hand.
Enough.
I slept like a baby.
So... We're missing some people, but we're still going to hold this vote. They're trying to get together a list of candidates to run the city. There's a few problems. The Minotaur... Laris is under the impression that they were going to occupy the city after we took it, which, honestly, I don't have a problem with. Myself and Britannia have been talking, and we don't think the people are going to follow a Minotaur king. That may be a bridge too far. But we're having trouble finding someone that...
What's wrong with the Minotaurs?
Does Yenward say that?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
What's wrong with Minotaurs?
Liara's going to glance over to Yenward and very apologetically, this is no offense. And she's going to kind of pat Yenward on the arm. Just kind of reassuring. It's like, I don't have a problem with you at all. I like you, but you gotta remember these people. And she's trying to find the words to say it, and Poe's gonna speak up. Yeah, they hate you.
Oh.
You could always put a tiefling in charge. I'm sure that would make everyone happy.
Malchus! Duncan steps forward and, looks at Liara and goes, what about you?
Britannia suggested the same thing. I don't want the job. That's the problem.
Why not? You'd be really good at it.
Poe's gonna look at her. Kind of... He's smiling in a way that's like, I told you. Like, that's kind of what he's saying.
Diana's watching her very carefully. Like, it's pretty... clear that she's just like, yeah.
Yenward, don't you think Liara would be good at it?
I think I'd be good at it, but she'd be okay, I guess.
I think Yenward would be good at it too. Can we? But she said that it's not a good idea to have one of you in charge because they don't like you. So, but they like her. She's pretty and she's really smart and. She takes control of things, and I think that it would be a good idea.
I'm smart.
But you are smart. But you're not pretty.
He's very pretty.
Kill you.
And I pet Yenward.
How far can he reach? Like his thigh?
Exactly. I'm just like petting his arm. I'm just
petting his inner thigh. Just. Liara's gonna speak up. The elves want someone in place that they have a good relationship with. They think it's best if it's a human. And after that, we can fully integrate every other race into the city. We can make that work, but we have to start small.
If there was to be a human in charge, someone who actively fought against the Overwatch for several years would seem to be the best way to do that.
Roll a diplomacy check for me.
Okay.
Because she's actively fighting it at this point. She doesn't want the job.
34.
Jesus. Ooh, Yenward's Christ. Diplomatic.
Well, you see.
Oh,
God, you have a +4 to diplomacy. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
I nailed that fucking roll.
Rolled a 19 and got a 23.
Almost a crit. So Yenward is diplomatic. He's the one that says it.
Liara's going to let loose a sigh, and I think I may be all we have in terms of a human who could run the city.
What is it? What you want to do?
No.
I'm not. I don't feel confident voting in somebody that doesn't want the job.
Putting someone who does want the job may not be the best course of action. You've had relationships with the other species for several years, I presume, and you've had an experience leading. If we're putting a human in charge, you do seem to be our best option.
Don't get me wrong. If I did it, I'd do the best I could, but just because I don't want the job doesn't mean I can't do it. It's not a competence issue. I'm not a fan of being up front.
Well, by the sound of it, it looks like we don't really have a choice. So, I guess I'm not speaking for everybody here, but you got our vote.
You have my vote.
Agreed. It doesn't have to be forever. This is just for the intermediate period, and it's not like you'll be working alone, so...
Yeah, you got people like Poe.
Me.
I'm just going to shoot Poe a smile.
Right, Poe? Okay, Poe is enjoying the situation immensely. Oh, until you mention his name, he's like, wait, what? Wait, like, he's not...
Every good leader needs an advisor, Poe.
Liara's going to shoot Poe back a smile. Like, yeah, asshole, yeah, you're right here with me.
It, and perhaps that should be made public. A transition might be made easier if we don't just put one person in charge. That could set up for a return to the old ways.
Wait, I have an idea. You two could get married, and then you could be queen, and then you could be king.
Poe and Liara are just going to glare at Duncan. Like, no, that's not a thing. That's not happening. No. Let's marry them against their will.
What is the age difference between Liara and Poe? Like, just
Liara's in her 40s. Poe's in his let me see. He'd be 27, I believe.
Yeah. No problem.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's not the reason it's not a thing. You're just that's
no, I know. I just
Draconis is going to walk up to her and get real close. Can you do this? For real?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do it.
Then you got my vote, too.
Alright, now we just need to convince the Minotaur. She's going to look over to Yenward. How hard do you think that's going to be? You know Laris.
Well, from the limited time I've spent with him, he's a pretty reasonable guy.
All right.
He's a real bull ready. Man of the people.
Before everybody leaves, I want to just quick. Would I have to roll a stealth check to slip a note into Liara's pocket?
Yeah. Well, that'd be a thievery check.
Okay. I'll wait until we're going to go do the thing.
Okay.
And then I'll send you the message.
Okay.
All right, cool.
You said that we were missing people.
Well, we all know what happened to Nathaniel. I don't think he's in any shape to make any kind of decision.
He'll bounce back. He'll be okay.
I want to check on the kid and everything, but that's going to have to wait. And
it's just a little boo-boo. He'll be fine.
She's going to look at Yenward and just like... there's a look on her face like, I don't think you realize the full extent of what happened to him. But yeah. There's like an innocence to Yenward. She's like, yeah, totally. She's trying to...
Do you want Yenward to talk to the Minotaurs? Is that what you were saying?
If the Minotaurs are the only... group that disagrees with the decision, would they have enough power to completely overturn it?
This is a vote. Don't get me wrong. They can be outvoted. I'm more worried about getting all these people in the same room with no common enemy to fight anymore. Between the drow, the minotaur, and the dwarves, this could get ugly in a real hurry.
Now, how many parties are there going to be there? This is majority vote, correct? Do you know how many there's going to be? How many votes there's going to be total?
I believe right now it's 6.
6? Well, that's not good at all. That could be even tied.
Well, I don't have much say over the dwarves. They don't really like me. And I look at Hondo. How are you with the drow?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not one of them. But I don't think she hates me that much.
Okay. And I know the Minotaur is really likely Ianwood. So,
I cut a deal with the drow before the war happened. So we're good there.
But the war's
based
over.
On a bloody coup. Right, no, that's what I'm saying. That this was something that was supposed to happen after the war. A new war is supposed to...
But we're in good standings.
I'll be honest and say that I don't really give a damn about what happens here, but you did fight with us, and she's going to look over the Hondo and then before looking back. I will speak on your behalf if you wish. It didn't seem to go too poorly before yesterday.
He smiles at Diana and nods his head.
I do want to ask, who's speaking for the Dragonborn?
Lior's going to give it a second. They don't have a leader right now, and I don't think anybody's speaking for the Dragonborn.
Sheepishly nope. Raise my hand.
Put your damn hand down. So you're telling me no one at all? There's no other...
Well, I mean, you know more about Dragonborn culture than me, but to my understanding, they have to select a new leader, and they have to do that through combat.
Don't exactly have time for that to happen.
It's true.
How about you guys run a history check?
Okay.
All right.
Fill you in on what a Dragonborn election
is
like. I got
pretty good history. I'm gonna kill you.
This. Jeez, I still got.
Oh wow,
too,
I got a
though.
Two. Yeah. I have plus 17, just, and I got 19.
Oh my gosh!
Wow.
The highest roll is a 9.
I got a 19. Yeah.
I got
a
Yanward.
Yeah. I crit miss, and I got a 17. No, but it's still just.
Nobody knows anything about Dragonborn. Even the Dragonborn.
Shouldn't Draconis just know this?
I probably should know by default, right?
You should, yeah. Draconis
okay,
would
so
actually
we're good
know.
On
I, yeah, I didn't mean for the entire party to roll Draconis.
Oh, okay.
Well, Draconis would know that a Dragonborn election goes like this. Normally, there is a second in command. That second in command is the next person in line for leadership. The problem is, they didn't have time to actively elect a second in command. So when you were gathering the army, and you slaughtered their old leader, their secondary took the spot. Then he died, thanks to the elves. There's no one left in charge. So the way this works is, whoever feels like they should have claim, step forward. These being the Dragonborn, many of them step forward, and then they essentially have a battle royale to decide. The last person standing gets the job. Then there's a week-long transition period where you have to constantly defend yourself. If no one kills you in that week, you are the actual leader of the Dragonborn, and no one usually fucks with that. Problem is, if someone kills you within that week, they become the new interim leader, and then the week starts over.
King of the Hill. I like it.
Yeah. In Dragonborn culture, there is a famous 6-month-long period in history where there was no official leader of the Dragonborn because the week-long transition period just kept going and going and going. There was murder every week.
Well, that sounds terrible, to be honest with you.
So that's kind of what's going on. Like, even if there was a new leader chosen, they aren't officially the leader for a week, even if that happened today, which it didn't. So
they're definitely so they're not gonna have a no matter what
they don't have a say in this. There's no one person who can speak for the that entire race.
We'll see about that.
You can totally throw yourself into the running.
How big a battle royal are we talking about? Are we talking about a 30 man over the top? What are we talking about?
No, this would be a 7-person free-for-all.
Wait, there's like three people in the ring together?
Remember the last time you got into...
Yeah, let's adventure.
I was just against one other Dragonborn.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this isn't 6 versus Draconis. This is just crazy Mad Max style everyone against everyone. I don't know how that
this is. This is perfect for him. He has, like, all AoE spells. Just fuck him up.
Yes.
Jake, do it! Do it, Jake!
Against people that are like pretty much immune to fire. That's.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Logic.
I have an ice spell. What are you talking about? I can totally freeze him.
And you have the horn, even though it doesn't do anything. But still, it's shiny. And, you know,
I mean, when's this stuff supposed to be taking place?
It'll most likely take place in Orash within the next week or so.
Okay. Well, I mean, I obviously don't have to decide anything at the moment. No.
If you decide you want to take place in that, it's an official... This isn't something that happens in secret. This is... People are stepping forward and it's like, I should be the next... Usually people have some sort of beef. It's like, I followed, you know, either Carrick or Heskin. It's like, I followed them, blah, blah, blah. I was obviously the best fighter. I did this, this, and this. A lot of people are going to be pointing to moments in this battle. I helped charge the gates. I was one of the people who protected the tiny, runty dwarves getting that. That's what they're going to be doing. And then... Being Dragonborn, none of them are going to back down until someone's dead. So, someone will be leading the Dragonborn. It could be Draconis at the end of the day. It could be.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, God, yes. And the options are you win or you die. You don't get to get injured and then, you can't forfeit a fight. You have to die.
I can't have Yenward throw fucking his axe at him and...
That would not go well a second time. Let me fucking tell you, like, that you barely got out of that situation alive the first time. You do it a second time, that would not go well.
Gotcha. Okay. It's good to know.
Lior's going to speak up. Well... They're getting ready to meet now. If you're ready, we can do this.
Yeah, okay, sure. Rather than... Because I just looked at my theory and it's at +5. Fuck that. I'm just going to give her the note. I'm just like... When everyone's getting ready to go outside, I'll just tap her on the shoulder and just pass her the note.
Lior's going to take this note and... So this isn't in front of the group?
Not necessarily.
Roll a stealth check just to see who might see it case. Just...
That's a crit.
Ah. Wow. What is that? That's a motherfucking crit, bitches!
Okay.
You don't have to call me names.
I think that's 27 beats everyone's passive perception.
It's
I'm
a
guessing.
Crit. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think so.
My passive is 16.
It's so stealthy. She doesn't even notice. No, I'm kidding.
So
no.
This is kind of neat. If you right-click on the bar, you can send him a private message, and then it's like you really did send a note. So.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he sent me. Yeah, so Leora's going to take this and look at it, and then she's going to look. She's going to look over to Hondo and just sort of nod her head.
He's just going to nod back.
Can I do? Should we do a perception check? Or
you wouldn't.
It's a crit,
you wouldn't.
Dan. It was a crit.
Well, because of the nod, though. That's
This is almost imperceptible. Like this is pretty. That would be a pretty high check. There'd
well, he
no
got a 17.
Correlation. Okay, 17. Oh, no. That's not going to do it. It's not going to do it.
How about a 12?
Going to say no.
Are we doing this? Are we all rolling perception?
No, you don't
have
to.
You can if you want, yeah.
You can,
Yeah. So, you guys are ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Walking. So, there's a bit of a war room situation.
Real quick. I'm sorry. On the way there, is there anybody in the streets or anything? Just running around?
Well, you're in the castle.
Oh, I would say we're actually going from... The war room is in the castle.
Oh, yeah. Carter didn't leave the castle. This is absolutely... Yeah, everything that guy needed.
So I guess there'd be... Because I was going to, like, kind of run a streetwise check to see what the feeling of the town is on the whole thing, but...
Oh, I think you know what the feeling of the town is.
Well, I just, you know, wanted to get more of a...
fucked up.
More of a... But if there's nobody to ask, then I can't really do that, so that's wild.
There's still... Okay, so here's the situation, and I imagine, like, this is a good question to ask. There are still people who worked in the castle that are still around. They're just intermingling. Like, there are the people who were somewhat agreeable, who maybe didn't agree with some of the stuff the Overwatch are doing, or seemingly didn't, and there are sergeants in the army who outright surrendered.
Okay, so I could theoretically go up to, like, a sergeant or something and talk to him a little bit.
Okay. I mean, like you'd have to go out of the castle to find one. I mean, they're not in the castle.
Oh, that's why I meant. There's no. I mean, specifically in the castle. There's nobody. There's no like.
Not really. I mean, you can roll a streetwise check just on the. There are a few guards. There are a few. I mean, everyone's pretty much in a holding pattern. They're still trying to figure out like who'd be loyal to the old ways of doing things. Who would be willing to change and accept it. It's very much a state of flux. But it's. once you get out of the street, I'll have you roll a streetwise check and you can really get a lay of the land.
Okay, cool.
So let's have you get to the war room here. Getting to the war room, you're going to see Britana. You're going to see Laris. You're going to see Aura. Lior and Poe are obviously there. And Kingstone's under. You guys are making up the sixth governing party here that gets a vote. Normally, this would be an odd number of people in this particular situation because you're missing three, that's not going to happen. So, are you guys going to start this off, or are you waiting for someone else to kick this off? Everyone pretty much has the same level of power in the room. Everyone's trying to be very diplomatic about this. They all feel like they... what's the best way of saying this?
They all have a claim to the stake.
Yes.
I'll start it off. Is that okay?
Go right ahead.
All right, everybody. Let's cut the dilly-dallying. We all know what we're here for. Who's the new leader? Floor, yours.
Duncan stands up on the table.
Not yet. Town.
And he yells, "I nominate Liara," very proudly.
Laris is going to speak up.
My man.
Is it really wise to have another human run this city?
That's what I'm saying.
Laris is going to look over to Yenward.
So he wants Yenward to answer?
Well, he's looking over to Yenward because Duncan nominated Liara. Mm-hmm. And Laris is going to look over to Yenward. What do you think of all this?
Well, naturally, because I'm a born leader and everything, I'd want to do it. But Liara is my good friend, and I think it would be better for the people here to kind of ease them into it with a human until they get used to it, and then I take over.
That you say that?
Yeah. That's the deal we had in the other room.
Stone Sunder's going to speak up. Bah!
Oh, this guy is the worst.
Should Yenward have rolled a diplomacy?
Well, okay, you can roll a diplomacy check actually on that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Roll a diplomacy check. It doesn't matter for Stone Sunder. He's still going to object to the fact, unless you are silver-tongued. Like, if you get a crit, that's...
Everybody stand back. I don't want you to get hurt with all this diplomacy.
Plus four.
Nice.
Ouch. Nice. Eight.
That's double. Eight, so he goes twice. Again, he goes again, right? That's the way it's
hard. We're playing Monopoly.
Clear my throat. Let's try that again.
Draw a pot.
Crit missed. Oh,
all right, Tom. You probably want to shut up now. You're about to get started.
Is it pretty clear that this is not going over well?
Like, yeah, there's going to be a little murmuring in the room.
Okay.
Except from Stone Sunder, who will speak up.
Okay, so Diana's gonna kind of step forward then. Believe me, putting another human in charge is something that really doesn't seem like the best thing to do after what the Overwatch has done.
It's icky.
I mean, we've all seen what they have the power to do to us, but unfortunately for now, it is the best option. It will definitely not be permanent, and certainly there will be later discussions further on, but until the people of the Overwatch can actually acclimate to their new lives, we need to have someone in charge that they can view as a friendly face. And that was kind of... it's clear that she wasn't happy about that as she was saying it, but then... Liara is our best option as far as all of that goes. She's been fighting against the Overwatch for several years. So as far as insurance policies go, we have that to account that she won't lead them back to the old ways. And she's also had good relations with the rest of us, as far as I'm aware.
As far as squishy pink devils go, she's a pretty nice one.
She's our friend. And you shouldn't talk bad about our friend. And she could do a really good job.
Liara was with us during the battle against Carter, and without her, we may not have won that fight. And she will also not be leaning alone. We can't return this city to a dictatorship, or at least not now.
Give me a diplomacy check.
That's a crit! 36, 38, I don't know.
No fair, why can't I do that?
Stone Center's going to fold his arms and visibly pout. Visibly just... Ugh.
Can I address him?
Sure.
Oh, poo, you're too little to lead anyway.
Oh.
I swear to God, if you just killed my crit, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
God. Stone Sunder is going to walk up to Yenward. Again, Yenward towers over this dwarf. Listen here. I don't have a problem with one eye over there. It's you. If you think you're gonna run this city, you're out of your carpeted mind.
Okay, Duncan. Duncan wants to speak up. Duncan comes up and stands in front of Stone Sunder. Do you remember me?
God. I was going to give you a shot to speak before he just dressed you down in front. God. Okay, so Stone Sunder's going to look over Duncan. Oh, the fake dwarf!
He's real. He's just not a good one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm sorry, it's funny. Okay. Duncan composes himself a little bit. And I say, you're talking about my friend, and I can be friends with him, and you should be friends with him too. And I don't understand why the dwarves and the Minotaurs can't get along, because all the stuff that happened a long time ago, and there's no reason that we have to do this anymore. Diplomacy. 22. Nice.
If I say yeah, can I roll diplomacy too?
That's going to help things. That's...
Would you like to roll a diplomacy check? Well, okay, let's see what the result here is. Okay, so 22. That's because the fleabags here are sore losers. They've been crying for decades. Oh, our mountain! We lost our mountain!
You guys play dirty pool, let's be honest.
Stone Sunder's going to give a glance over to Laris, who is visibly upset. You can tell that Laris is about to step in and do something here. Roll a perception check.
Okay.
Everyone roll a perception check.
Ooh, what?
10!
12!
I got a crit, guys! I got a 26!
Yenward and Diana are going to notice that Auraclad, who has been quiet this entire time, is slowly gripping her dagger.
Whoa.
And she is, of the grouping of you, she would be the next closest to Stone Sunder. And she is going to give a glance over to Yenward. And the glance is, it's almost asking, it's like, do we want to do this now? Do we want to just do this now?
Out of game. What do you guys think?
No. Can we know? Can we?
Diana's gonna look to Honda and see, like, should I intervene? Like, she's about to just once.
But Honda doesn't see it.
I'm asking you guys. Out of game. Should I do this?
Don't. Please.
Not now.
Don't. Okay. Yeah. Let's not. Okay,
hold
on. Okay. So.
All right. I'll look at her and just kind of give her a no, like a head shake.
Okay, so Diana's gonna kind of she's already did. Like, she's already kind of in the middle, just kind of like, the personal arguments can be settled after this. This, right now, we are deciding who should be ruling the city. If afterwards, you are welcome to fight amongst yourselves, but for just one more minute, we should perhaps keep calm sitting in the room. The diplomacy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Give me diplomacy.
So what? 21. Oh, 5.
Oh, okay.
She's
if mine didn't work, then
no. She's kind of fed up with the situation.
Brittana's going to speak up. Listen, I've known this woman for years. I have fought alongside of her. She isn't Carter. Of the people in this room, she would have the best chance of actually leading these people and them listening to her. And she's going to cast a glance over to the group and sort of a sweeping motion. I hope none of you take offense to this, but they wouldn't follow any of us. She's going to roll a diplomacy check.
Oh.
None of that. God.
Yeah, right.
Okay, if I say something like what Lady Muchado said was correct, like, could I add a diplomacy roll on top of that? Like,
well, I mean, that's still a 14. That was a bad roll. That was a 5. She rolled a 5. Like, her diplomacy is pretty decent, but that's not, yeah.
Doesn't Duncan have, like, a high intimidate?
I do. Yes, I do.
Intimidate the room into order, man.
Duncan, what's your intimidate?
My intimidate's 15.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
That's a good
intimidate. Okay, so we're going to go a different route. Okay.
No, let's not.
No, we're not trying to start drama. I'm just saying, just to, for everybody to
I'm
just...
calming, I'm resetting. Will that work if I...
yell at everybody? I mean,
shut up and sit down.
Shut the fuck up, sit down, let's vote.
Okay, I'm going to roll the intimidate check before I do what I do, because it's going to determine how I... 27.
Okay. Boop,
boop. Okay, so... Okay, so after she says that, and I see the room's reaction, which is not great.
More murmuring.
Yeah. Duncan jumps up on the table, as always, when he intimidates.
Did he ever get down?
Does he keep getting down off the table after he speaks?
He got down off the table to talk to Stone Sunder.
Okay.
So now he has to jump back up on the table.
Roll an athletics check for me.
Oh, come on. Okay, fine. I don't jump on the table.
Because it's going to wear you out eventually. I just want to see how awkward, like how,
okay.
You know.
But this, my athletics check won't outdo my intimidate check, right?
Well, I mean, if you flat out.
Don't roll an athletics check. Just don't get up on the table.
Okay, I'm not on the table.
Don't risk it.
I'm not on the table. Then I'm jumping in the middle of the room. And he stands in the middle and he goes, "Hey, everyone, quiet down. We need to take this vote. And we all know that the only person that even makes sense to be in charge is that woman. Because none of these people in this town are going to listen to one of us. They're only going to listen to a human. And I don't know. I don't think that's right. And I don't think anyone here thinks that's right. But that's just the way things are."
Everyone sort of clams up. And it's a lot of side-eyeing. Everyone's kind of side-eyeing each other. And Stone Sunder's going to be the first to speak up. "I vote for Eye Patch."
"I vote for Eye Patch."
Lyra's just kind of like, "Hey, what the fuck?" Like,
yeah,
just kind of.
Was
like,
Edward voting for the Minotaurs or for us?
He was voting for us.
What the fuck? I'm like, sorry.
After Stone Sunder says that, can I just not even look at him? Just quietly put my fist towards him, like ask him to fist bump?
Oh god.
He's gonna punch you in the jaw.
Really?
Do me a favor. Roll a diplomacy check.
Okay.
We'd have to bleep what he wants.
20.
To call
him. Okay. It's not a bad roll. 20's okay.
It's decent.
You're gonna hold out your fist, and Stone Sunder is going to take it as a threat. He's gonna take it. He's more like, "I'm gonna punch you in the face if you call her a name one more time," because you've already described Liara as your friend. You like, he doesn't know anything about bards. He doesn't give a shit about bards, and he doesn't respect your line of work or your lifestyle. And he's gonna lean over to Duncan, not yell.
"Oh my god.
You raise your fist to me one more time, and we're gonna go outside and settle this."
Can I try to explain myself? Can I try to?
Oh, please go ahead. Yes, please do.
Okay. Okay. I lean back over, not even look at him, just leaning over. And I go, "No, you hit my fist because we're cool now." Diplomacy. 23.
"We are not cool."
"All right." And then I lean back. I just slowly take my fist away.
Yes. Okay. And just like retract your face.
"I'm glad I didn't get hit. Okay." "That's the best that could have happened, probably."
He's going to mutter something under his breath as you're... If you'd like, you can roll a perception check to see if you hear.
I sure would like. 11.
You did not hear what he said.
I think he said, "I'm really cool." I think he's warming up to me, guys. Okay.
Hondo's going to hear it.
Are we all rolling? Okay.
You didn't hear it? Come on.
Hondo's gonna hear it, yeah. What Hondo hears is him mutter under his breath, "Lousy fake dwarf stupid guitar," just like he's just muttering a stream, and then it's kind of intermingled with obscenities, like he doesn't respect you at all. As
Hondo will just cut his eyes at that.
I see Hondo's face and I just give him a nod, like I showed
this
him,
guy, huh? Right.
Okay. Going around the table, Ori's gonna speak up. The human woman will be fine for now. Laris is the only one who would be the big holdout in this situation, and that he's already been outvoted. And he's gonna glance over to Yenward.
Come on.
Fine.
That's my guy.
Britannia's just going to nod her head, and Liara Brios is the new leader of the Overwatch.
Ow! All hail the new king, queen!
Queen, yeah.
Wait, actually, as a standing government, what is this?
Right now she'd be queen, because they haven't done anything to change the infrastructure yet. Okay. And that might not be such a bad thing right now. That might be, like, to wander in and just say, okay, not only are we retroactively clearing the slate, there are now you know all races are welcome. Oh, by the way, there's no kingship or queenship, none of that, where it's a standing government and blah blah. That, I mean, it may be good for there just to be a queen for now. So
what's a good praising the queen song I can play?
I don't know. Delmar, you guys got
it's
a queen?
Like,
what do you?
It's not like there's a band called Queen or anything.
Right, but you know.
Liara didn't want this, but it's not like she has much of a choice. She's going to step forward and address everyone.
Before that, sorry, quick question. Do we have Carter's crown?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
How good of a shape is it in?
All right.
Well, it fell off of him. It didn't make it out the window. He wasn't wearing it during combat. This wasn't a thing that, like...
You probably send the wrong message.
Yeah, the symbolism that of the event. There, like. She wouldn't want it. She definitely wouldn't want that. That would be the line. It's like, I'm not fucking wearing that.
I want it. I want it. I'll take it. Damn it, Tom.
Fight me for it.
God. Bring it.
This was last session, guys. It's too late now. So
I'm going to throw you out a window. You better be careful.
That's how we settle problems on group one. Windows.
Window fights. Let's go.
Window fight.
To be fair, Yenward's been tossed out a window, too.
Yes,
so.
He has.
I'm the OG window tosser.
Apparently he picked up some ideas.
huge fucking window.
Well, it was huge after he got thrown. Never mind.
It was Liara speaking to us. Everything.
Yeah. Liara's going to address this room. It's probably not a secret to any of you that I didn't want this, but I promise that I'm going to do the very best I can. Every single one of you are welcome in this city, and having lived here before, I can tell you that there was a time where everyone of every race lived here peacefully, and I think we can get back to that. It may take some time. It may not always be the most peaceful, tranquil place, but I appreciate you all having at least the faith in me to vote, and I'm not going to let any of you down.
Yeah, yeah.
Duncan runs up and gives her a big hug.
Liara's going to be taken aback at that a little bit, just like, okay, we're hugging now, that's a thing we're doing. And then after a second, she's going to kind of like tussle Duncan's hair a little bit, just kind of like, okay, that's great, kind of like pat him on the head.
Mm-hmm. And he holds his hands up in victory, and he grabs her hand and holds it up in victory.
Sorry, I don't know if this was already established, but are the drow here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
thwarted an assassination.
Yeah. Fucking Orr was going to stab... Orr was definitely going to stab Stones under the neck. Like, that was definitely... It's like, okay.
Sorry, I ran to the bathroom. I didn't know. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Well, guys, what would you like to do?
Well, I believe the drow have something to discuss about a certain someone.
Oh, that's not over. Yeah. This meeting is pretty much adjourned. Beyond this, that Liara and Poe have a
have work to do.
Is there a coronation ceremony or?
I don't think that's what they're like. There will be an announcement, but it's not there. Right. It's not a celebratory thing. This is more like, look, we got work to do. Somewhere down the line, if there's a celebration, yeah, let's celebrate the fact that no one's died today.
But I guess what I'm saying is, do we have to inform the people? Is that whose duty is that?
That'll be them. They're figuring you're going to want to get back on the road pretty soon. They're not under any delusion that you're going to want to stay here necessarily. Diana's fully said, it's like, I don't care pretty much.
So everyone else is going dungeoneering, and then Diana's going to read through the journal she got from the lab and see if she can just pick anything up from that that might be useful.
Okay. Do me a favor and roll. Okay, so you're just sitting and studying this book.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do me a favor, roll an Arcana check.
Yeah. 27.
Okay. There was some really sick shit going on in the city towards the end. So as a backup, Loreweaver was working on it's a weapon. In much the same way that the Warforged were wiped out with a magic weapon that was essentially a plague for their people, the Overwatch, well, not the city as a whole, because I think a lot of people would find that reprehensible, but Loreweaver and Carter were working on a plague that would wipe out anybody who wasn't human.
Dang.
Yeah. That was the end game, and they were quite a ways from finishing it, but they definitely had the foundation for it started, and that is what the bodies were in the basement. They were experimenting on children, because that is what the majority of the people they had left that weren't human. A lot of them were just kids. They were experimenting on children to find out how each race's immune systems functioned, and for instance, dwarves were much harder to infect than, say, elves, and tieflings had a completely different immune system than drow, and so on and so forth. So they were just taking a sample group of every race and infecting them one by one, and they used the body of that Razor Claw Shifter as patient zero. They were using that as the source of infection. And Diana would find out through these books and through research that they still have vials of the stuff in the lab. They still have, I mean, there are still yeah.
And those vials would be something that someone could take with them when they mysteriously disappear from the city, right? Fuck. Because we don't know where Loreweaver went. Like, he just was gone.
He was not in the castle when you got there, no.
That's great.
That doesn't mean he's not in the city. It just means he's not. He was not in. Yeah. So, the rest of the group is spelunking, kind of exploring, right?
Yeah. Specifically, I'm looking for hidden tunnels, trapdoors, that kind of thing. Secret areas.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I shook out a pillowcase, and I'm just looking for shiny stuff.
Oh, there's plenty of shiny stuff. There is. So, Liara would let you take your fill of shit as a consolation prize. It's like, look, I know you wanted to run the city. I know, I'm sorry. Take some shiny stuff as a thank you for helping. Thank you. We couldn't have done this without you. You were on this from the jump. When you guys came back, you helped us build an army. Take all the stuff you can carry.
Give her a vigorous nod and like a half hug, and then I scamper off to find the treasures.
Like, ooh, treasure hunting.
And you're in Castle Overwatch. There's a lot of stuff to be had. There's a lot of decorative heavy pieces of gold and silver and treasure. There's Carter's the type of dude who was not above having busts of himself in the place, and he was very proud of himself for what he's accomplished.
because I can foresee this already, but is, I know we just did a war, but is there like a horse guy that I can go talk to about a cart maybe?
Within the city? Oh yeah, you can get a cart. Cool. In the city. That wouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, but treasure hunting before that, all that.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Didn't Carter have a really nice carriage that's in town somewhere?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Maybe he, oh my god, he's so rich, he has like super horses.
Super horses.
Okay, well, royal
horses. Can we get a super horse? I want a super horse.
Comet the super horse.
Oh, that's my god, no.
This is my horse Ferrari.
Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself, but yes, let's go spelunking.
Do me a favor, Delmar. First of all, I'm going to ask you a series of questions here.
Yeah.
And you just tell me, this is going to change what you do depending. Yeah. Are you starting in like the basement area with the lab, mm-hmm. or are you starting in the main quarters, or are you starting at the top where we got the throne room and that kind of stuff?
Is the war room in a, like on the top floor with the throne room? Throne,
we're talking throne. Like middle area.
Right, I'm in the middle. I want to go top to bottom.
Okay.
But also specifically, there was a room when in the last fight where all the reinforcements came from. I want to check that.
Yes. Too. Okay. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go top to bottom, and you're gonna roll a dungeoneering check for each one of them.
Cool.
Okay. So at the top, give me a dungeoneering check.
Can I just say my dungeoneering is at a +16? Okay.
Please do.
Sweet. That's
good. First room, 26.
26. In this room, there's a sort of a panic room. And that is the room where the, you know, fake Una, Jadzi, and Fee, Gavin, all of them came pouring out of. It's sort of a panic room that Carter could seal himself in should the shit really hit the fan. Let's say there was a full-blown riot. And not only with the castle was overwhelmed, that he could have hid in this room and perhaps been completely safe from the group. There is a set of stairs leading down once you get into the panic room. It slides away. There's a portion of the floor that slides away, and there's a set of stairs leading down. There does not appear to be any treasure, necessarily. This is more... things have gotten so bad, I have to get out of here in a hurry. And who's going to lead the people without me? I need to be safe and get out of here. That's...
Okay, so then I can only assume by that this tunnel is an escape tunnel. So I yes. won't worry about that too much. Let's go to the next floor.
All right. Middle section. Roll a dungeoneering.
30. Is that a crit? 30. Oh, that's... No. No, it's not a crit.
Not quite.
No.
This is interesting. A lot of these rooms... and there are hundreds of rooms in this castle. This place was meant to house, you know, many, many, many individuals. A lot of these rooms, some of them have adjoining passageways that lead between each other back and forth. Mm. Some of them have areas that have hollowed out floorboards where you'll be walking. And again, it's the slightest shift in pitch when you step on that portion. If you weren't an experienced either thief or... someone who hunts treasure specifically, that like they look for things like this, they wouldn't hear it. But Hondo's going to pick up. Is like, oh, wait a second. Just walking across some of these, some of the floorboards in these rooms, he's like, okay. And prying up some of these areas here, he's going to find large amounts of gold.
How large are we talking about?
All said and done, this happens three times. All said and done, Hondo's going to walk away with 10,000 gold.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes!
And I'm right there beside him, right? Is that what you're
saying? Okay, that's 10,000.
All right, I'm going to cast a fireball. No, I'm
kidding. So now I'll pocket 8 of that and 2. Eventually, when I meet up with the rest of the party, I'll split that.
Yeah. It's like, hey, look what I found. 2,000 wow. gold, guys. Not bad.
Wow, you're doing that to us! Holy shit!
Listen, it's not for selfish reasons. Trust me, this is a plush fund that's going
this
towards
is,
something.
This is going to have a great. Wow. I'm glad we're on the same team, Honda. This is working out.
That's it. Are right. you sure I'm not there?
Pretty sure you didn't say you were there. What is Draconis doing during this?
I mean, I thought me, Yenward, and Duncan were going
Yenward ran off to do, well, Duncan's doing his thing in the temple. Yenward ran off to just like grab shit off the walls and carry whatever you can carry, and you never said what you were doing, so.
Oh, I thought we were talking while you're gone, said that we were all going to go. Well, I guess we're going separate. Okay. I didn't know that. Well,
Yenward just scampered off.
To go together to find shiny stuff, you kind
of like, yeah, you can go with Yenward and just
yeah, I would love to go loot shit. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
So that means that the amount that Yenward can carry is doubled. Well, not quite doubled, because Draconis isn't really as strong as Yenward, but more stuff.
Yeah. Right.
It's like supermarket sweep.
I do have a hoverboard that I can conjure and put stuff on. So.
Oh, God.
We have a wheelbarrow.
Yep.
Another thing that Hondo's going to find. Some of the largest quarters are dedicated to some of the most important people in the Overwatch. And there is a commander's chambers. Now, the former commander of the Overwatch, Commander Tenbolt.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of his personal effects are still in the room, still decorating. But Hondo is going to find a portion of the closet that slides away and is hollowed out. And you're going to find a large trunk.
Ooh, let me run a perception on that.
Please do.
23?
In the trunk, you're going to find the personal effects of a man named Patrick Grace.
Well, luckily there's not that he has any like family relations that would want that or anything, so it's
totally up to you what you'd like to do with it. There are multiple letters and journals, unsent letters, and there are journals, and it would appear as though that this wasn't something that Tenbolt hid. This looks more like something these were Patrick's effects that he hid within this room.
Okay, sifting through it, I'm going to separate like personal effects like letters and so on. I'll keep those. I won't read them yet. If there's any kind of tactics or maps or stuff like that, I'll hold on to those separately to give to Liara.
All right. Okay. There are some personal valuables in there. There's some jewelry, some things like that. Not worth a ton. Are made of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So they are worth some things.
Of course I'm going to pocket those.
Okay. There is also a locket. That is up to you whether you want to,
taking it through. Taking it.
Bree is going to kill you. Oh my God.
Listen. This is a valuable. He doesn't know this guy. I'm taking it.
Okay. And what are you doing with the letters? You're just keeping them?
Yeah, the separate, like, the personal ones. I won't, like, read through it now, but I'll just have those separately. I'll hold on to those. I'll read them in my downtime.
All right. Okay. You going down to the last level?
Last level.
All right. Do me a favor. Roll Dungeoneering.
Okay. Binding of Isaac. Who 34?
Oh, man. Get ready. This level... So let me tell you the extent of how fucked up the people who ran this portion of the castle are. This portion of the castle is pretty much cut off from the rest of it. There are no living quarters here. There are no... These are locked doors. Very secure stuff. You guys smashed your way in. In the dungeon itself, we're talking... the area is sort of burnt. The portion of this area is burnt. There are a lot of corpses of young people, all shapes and sizes, ranging from dwarf, drow, tiefling, elves, all the gamut. Everyone but human.
No one's around, but Hondo's visibly going to look upset.
Now, that does not mean that they did not experiment on humans, because. How else would you know if humans are immune to this without testing it on humans? So they were not above testing on their own kind for the greater good, let's say. In the lab, Hondo is going to find a portion of the floor that slides away, and this is another staircase type of situation. Now, this leads to a series of tunnels. Whether you want to follow these is up to you. Other than that, there is one bit of secrecy that Hondo would have found.
Don't tease me, Jason.
Ooh. In the wall, behind a picture, there is going to be what amounts to a safe. This is locked, but Hondo, I don't know what your thievery skill is.
It's very shit. I think it's like a plus +5. Yeah, it's a plus +5.
Do you want to give a stab at it?
Okay, if this is a safe and I do fuck up, I don't want it to be locked forever.
I'll open it.
Could you run a dungeoneering check on the safe first to make sure there's no traps or anything about the safe?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, I'll do that, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Okay.
32.
This safe is most definitely trapped, but not in a violent physical way. If you fuck up, it's not as if the room seals off and fills with poison gas or something. But it is, the way it is set up is that if you were to fail to open it, and this would be a skill check challenge, by the way, this isn't just a one-off roll. If you were to fail to open it, the contents of the safe would be destroyed.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, knowing that, who of us has the highest? Okay, fuck it, I won't metagame, but for now, I won't, because finding that out, I won't. I'll hold on to that information, I guess.
For the record, I have the highest thievery.
Yeah, Duncan has a plus +8. So. Liara right, cool. might...
Wait, a plus a... 8?
Yeah, it's oh, not
that
great.
Sucks.
Yeah, I got a plus +7.
Ooh. Can we just blow it out the wall?
Can I melt it? Melt the front of it?
That would all trigger.
Okay, so this. Okay, yeah. So it's down in the basement. It's behind a picture. It's trapped. So I either need to find the key or somebody who has really good thievery.
Yes,
the White Wavers are kind of like a sneakier on group, right? I mean, they might have someone that could pick locks. And just
for now, I'll hold on to that information. I don't think I will find a key down here, so I guess I'll go into the tunnels.
All right. Do me a favor. Roll a perception check.
Can I run a dungeoneering check and a perception check?
You know what? You absolutely can. I assume you're checking for traps.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Cool. I'll run dungeoneering first. if I can find it. Yes. Oh, God. Ugh. 18 for the dungeoneering check and...
Okay.
28 for the possession check.
All right. Scouting ahead. Hondo is visibly looking for traps, obviously, just keeping his head on a swivel, making sure that nothing's going to get the jump at him. It's dark, but luckily, Hondo's a drow, and he can see pretty well in the dark. Unfortunately, he did miss... a trap in this corridor. Mm. Now, let's see if this triggers.
Oh, we just lost Hondo. Oh my god.
Jake, son of a bitch.
You're eaten alive by spiders.
A razor just cuts his head off.
This is going to be against your fortitude.
Oh. Plus 19!
What? Dude!
Yes, that's going to hit.
My 42 is a 20.
I'm sorry.
Plus 19, they rolled a 4 and it hit. Like, come on.
Damn.
So Hondo is trekking down this dark corridor. And with a perception check, he can see that someone has been through here recently. Someone has definitely been through here recently. So Hondo is going to sort of increase... It's like, oh, I'm hot on someone's trail. I'm good. So he's going to continue down this corridor, and he's going to cross a tripwire. And from the wall, an arm is going to swing out towards Hondo with a spike at the end of it.
Oh my god.
And it is going to strike him in the stomach.
Oh.
Damn.
That sounds devastating.
Thank god I'm a healer.
I can hope you're Wolverine. I can just heal that shit.
25 damage to Hondo.
Okay. That's, it could be worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like over a third of his health.
I'll continue going because I don't want to lose this trail. Are but you... I'll heal myself. I'll keep going. Fuck it.
Take the damage.
Oxy, should I keep going or should I come back?
I would come back.
Yeah. Because even if you're on the trail of lore reader, he's the highest possibility. I mean, he's like an archmage. Like you don't want to be going up against him alone, sort of thing.
That's Think about that. Best case scenario, you catch him.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
Like as a party, we could probably take him, but alone, like I wouldn't think that.
Come get me and Yenward.
I'll take the party's advice. Fuck that. Turn around.
You need to take the damage on the table.
Oh yeah, minus how much?
25.
All right, cool. Yeah, I think I've explored enough. I know there's a safe there, so I'll just go reconvene with everybody once everybody's, you know, together.
Yeah, this is the spike in the stomach is like, I think I've had enough. Let's call it a day. Okay.
If I can Duncan do something really quick? It won't take long.
Sure.
Okay. So Duncan goes and he goes and sees Rodswell and kind of collects his belongings and whatever's there with him. Pays his final respects, leaves him there. How hard would it be to find Stone Saunder? It's not that long afterwards, right?
Do me a favor, firstly, and roll a perception check.
Duncan's going to get himself killed.
21.
A short distance away from Rodswell's body, you're going to see a small pearlescent orb.
Oh, shit.
This again.
Grab that shit. Don't leave any loot behind.
He wouldn't know.
Grab it with both hands.
Can I run some kind of check on the orb?
Yeah, sure can. You can roll a history check, an arcana check.
My arcana is... I'll run an arcana check. 33. Crit! I know everything about that orb. I don't
clap,
want
clap,
it.
Clap, 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 clap.
Duncan knows exactly what this orb is. It is commonly referred to as the Orb of Light. It is one of the few sentient artifacts in Theria, meaning that it definitely has a will of its own. Unless you have a remarkable, you know, sense of willpower and self, the thing can dominate you and take you over.
Yeah. Duncan gives a little knowing salute to the orb and turns around and walks out.
Yeah. Fuck.
Dude, no, smash it. Dude, smash it. Break that shit. Kill it. Don't just leave it. Somebody else is going to pick it up.
Someone else can pick it up. I don't care. Let's go. Let's go. The orb ain't worth nothing. Let's go.
That is Group One's motto. It's like, someone else can. I don't care.
That's someone else's problem now. I ain't dealing with that again. Okay. So, I avoided that situation. Is there, like I said, how hard would it be to find Stone Saunder right now?
They're getting ready to leave the city. These delegates for the races. Stone Saunder's pulling out with his men.
So I could catch him on the way out. Like if I'm
climbing. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
totally. Yeah.
So I'm walking out the church. Yeah. And I see him, and I want to approach him alone by myself.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm a little bit more reserved without my party there. Like I'm not as ballsy, you know. And I kind of go up to him. I go, Mr. Stone Saunder, can I talk to you for a second?
What?
I know that we don't see eye to eye all the time, and we're not best friends or anything. But I just have a question. Can I just ask a question? I just want to ask a question.
He's gonna do the frat boy tilt your head up, just like what? Just go.
Have you ever heard of the Stray?
And he's gonna kind of narrow his eyes. What about them?
Specifically, a dwarf or two dwarfs. One of them named Rufus, and one of them named a deacon.
Stone Saunder is. So Stone Thunder was he was getting his horse prepared, and he's they're getting ready to leave, like they're getting ready to march out of here. And he's gonna step away from the horse and get real close to Duncan. What do you want with him?
Are they alive?
Last I heard.
Do you know where they are?
You ever hear the Nuvol?
Yeah.
If you're looking for those two, then you're looking to go to Bandit's Rest.
Wait, Duncan hasn't heard of the Nuvol, has he?
Yeah, you can roll a Streetwise or History check. They're a pretty big slave trade ring. It's
just to
pretty...
make sure, I'll run a street check. Okay, yeah, 33. So yeah,
33. Okay. Yeah.
Bandits what? I'm sorry, bandits. And like Duncan's like looking like he's taking note of it. Like trying to
Bandit's Rest. It's a forest outside of Brightport.
And they're there.
Again, this is last I heard.
Okay.
Do you plan on killing them?
Can I do some kind of check to make to see if I should say yes? Like I don't
do a perception check.
That's what yeah, see. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Or insight.
Oh, well, I got 25 on perception, so.
Well, roll an insight.
Okay, I'll roll an insight. That's not good enough.
That's more an insight thing.
No, yeah. I got 11 on my insight.
You're not that is much more an insight. So you're not picking up one way or the other. This is more he's asking you flatly, do you plan on killing you? You're not picking up one way or the other if he's leaning like should you or shouldn't you?
If it comes to that.
Good. Then I'd recommend you take your party with you. I doubt those two will be traveling alone. But I'm going to warn you, son. This ain't no child's birthday party that you normally play. These two are ruthless cutthroats. They've actually killed some pretty good men of mine.
Then I'll make sure I get them once for you.
Stone Thunder's going to kind of put his hand on Duncan's shoulder. And he's being a little more aggressive than he needs to be. Just kind of shake Duncan a little bit. Good. Well, don't die. And he's gonna get ready and turn and go back to what he was doing, unless Duncan has anything left to say.
No, Duncan, he just kind of, thank you, sir. And he kind of, you know, very respectful. He's being respectful, and he puts his head down and kind of just walks back in to meet up with the party.
All right.
Bandit's Rest is totally on the map. The arrow from it goes right through it. It's just pointing that out. That's everything is going.
Kelsey Moore.
The map is foolproof. It's good.
Okay. So now we meet up and decide what to do now.
What did me and Yenwood find?
Well, yeah, Yenwood and Draconis.
Yeah. Oh, get ready. Okay.
What?
Do me a favor, both of you guys. I want you to roll two checks for me.
Yes, sir.
One, roll an athletics check.
Oh, that's not
history
good.
Check.
Athletics.
It's really Draconis.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. 21. I like it. It's pretty high.
Let's see. 17 and a 21. Okay.
Yeah, where did worst of Draconis?
Yeah.
They didn't give me time to stretch.
I got a bum knee.
The other thing I want you to do is roll a Dungeoneering check for me.
Okay.
That's gonna be bad.
I'm going to do good in this one.
Damn.
10 and 15.
Okay. Not great at finding hidden stuff, but Draconis and Yenward are going to loot and pillage. So walking past people who obviously work there, they're going to start prying things off the walls, taking things off of pedestals, grabbing shit off of mantles, just sliding their hand across mantles, like blah, 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 just dumping things into sacks. And these people are just looking like, okay, you have permission to do this, but the looks that these people are giving you are pretty much like...
I want to see them try to stop us. That's what I want to
see. They're not going to try and stop you, but it's like, I knew they stole. Like, that kind of, like, look. Like, that, you know, like, Like, you're very much rubbing salt in the wound. Not only have you taken, but you're just stealing all their valuables.
Do we see these people, like, fucking look at us eyeballing?
Oh, yeah. They're not hiding it.
Okay, good. I want to ask one of them, just one of the shadiest looking guys, but you got a problem with this? Or you got a problem?
Is it more an intimidating? Like, what? Like, are you...
Yes, it absolutely is, yeah.
Roll an intimidate check for me, please.
Alrighty, that's going to be fun, because I don't think I'm very intimidating. 19. Not 19. Bad. It's not bad.
Not at all. 19, that is going to you kind of flex at one of these guys. This is like a servant, something like that. They're not really a warrior, so they're just going to like back up against the wall in a please don't hurt me fashion.
Good.
I imagine Draconis just going to go back to what he was doing.
Yeah, I'm just going to look at him and go, that's right.
On my way past, I want to put my head down, not look at the guy, and reach into my bag and give him, like, one thing back. But then continue stealing.
I want to walk up and take it from him.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to just take it. I want to, like, snatch it from him. I want to snatch it from him.
Roll an athletics check.
I like how last episode, Draconis was criticizing the rest of the group for being, like, heartless and horrible. Like, just pointing out.
This is looting. This is completely different. I'm not throwing people out windows.
Do me a favor. Roll an athletics check there.
6.
That's a crit miss.
This person is going to clutch the thing that let's say it's a very decorative clock.
Maybe not.
So he is going to clutch this clock for dear life, and Draconis is going to struggle. It's like two kids fighting over a basketball, and this guy is not going to let it go. So the two of them are just struggling back and forth.
I'm gonna get right in his face. Give me the fucking clock.
And we're gonna notice.
Okay, I'll roll a perception check.
Okay.
21.
I would say yes, he's noticing this exchange take place.
I'd like to saunter up and smack his hands.
Roll an athletics check for me.
18.
You are going to wrap Draconis on the hands, but that is not going to be enough for him to stop what he's doing. It's gonna let him know that you're there. Draconis is pretty single-minded about this. Do me a favor, Draconis, roll an intimidate check.
Right, I'm gonna do that. 25.
This person is going to let go of the clock. Vigor's like, fine, and just let go.
I'm just gonna give him like a shrug, like.
I'm gonna take it.
I tried.
In the sack I have, I'm gonna take it and drop it in.
Okay. The two of you have walked away with quite a few valuables. I would imagine that you can pawn them off.
Yeah, this badass clock. Them.
I want a crown. That's upstairs. So I've heard.
That's going to be a little bit more of a... That's kind of a symbolism thing. That's more of a piece of history to take that away from this place. That could be a symbol of like, okay, we don't want to forget what a fucking asshole this guy was. Or, you know, you
Yanward
can try.
Doesn't know that.
Oh, no, yeah. History check, Yanward would not know that. Would you like to try and go steal the crown?
Absolutely.
Okay. Firstly, do me a favor, roll a stealth check.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm losing my voice, you guys.
Yeah, I hear that.
Whoa. Oh,
God,
that didn't work.
Oh my gosh, he crit!
Wow. Wow.
It's a plus four, but he crit. Oh my God.
Yammer's gonna tiptoe up the stairs.
Do I need to roll anything? I'm going with him.
Oh, if you're going with him, roll a stealth check.
Oh shit, I might blow your cover, man. Oh, 25. Even better.
Like, there's this huge Minotaur and Dragonborn, and
they're
holding, like, armfuls of, like, shiny metal objects.
What I picture is we're shoulder to shoulder, and we're just, like, mad dashing in between shadows when people are...
crinkle, like holding all kinds of metallic objects.
Must have been the house settling.
You guys are gonna make it up to the throne room completely unnoticed. The only two individuals in the room are going to be Poe and Liara. And this is what they're staring out the window, looking at this, at the city. You can tell that they're talking about what should be the first item on the agenda. What should they do? The crown would be sitting right next to the throne, which is set it's inset away from them. So you guys could potentially roll up on a stealth check and just take the shit.
You want to do that, or you just want to walk up and do it anyway without...
I feel like we don't have to sneak around Poe and Liara.
I feel that, too. But so I also don't think that they're going to want us to take that.
No, you guys don't know that.
I say just go for it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to stealth. Even though we're, very good at being sneaky.
Apparently.
You guys are the sneakiest. So the two of them are going to notice you enter the room. Leora's going to speak up. Hey, what's going on?
I forgot something. And I'm just going to... I'm gonna just kind of scamper up to the crown and kind of give it a deadpan with my lips pursed and just kind of perching on the top of my head and kind of wait like I'm going to get reprimanded.
Poe's going to give you a look like, really? Like,
and
really?
I'm going to give him a nod like, mm-hmm.
Like he's disappointed in himself.
Yeah, it's like, I can't, I'm sorry, I need. Liara's going to look to Poe, just let him have it. It's not like I'm going to wear the thing.
Ah, yes.
And Poe's just going to give it up. It's like, fine. So you have King Carter's old crown.
I'm going to throw my arms up in victory and run downstairs.
You guys have made off with many thousands of dollars worth of valuables here, depending on where you get rid of them.
Theri bucks.
In context, you would have about 15,000 gold in valuables. And yeah, that's the crown. The crown is almost like Nazi gold, though.
Oh.
That's much more a symbolism thing. There are very few people who are going to want that. There are collectors, definitely. Once word gets out that Carter's dead, that's a huge memorabilia item. That there are people who would pay top dollar to get that.
Make Graddock take it.
Or Yenward could just keep it because he's a king. So
that's what I was
crown.
It could be his new crown.
It's not necessarily crown, but it'd be like a trophy because he killed Carter like that.
Or it's his crown because he's the king of Minotaurs.
He's not yet. We're going to get to that in just a second.
You put a chain around that, put that on the chain, and go bling, bling.
Basically, the way Yenward feels is he likes the hat he has, but this is a much nicer hat. So he wants to wear that one.
It's much more simplistic. It's not about symbolism. It's not about this means it's no, that's a nicer hat. I want it.
Yeah.
Shiny. Okay. It's very shiny.
Draconis.
Yes.
Do
I get
a
crown too? Wait, we have a problem.
You get something else. We have a problem.
Okay.
That clock's
been
a few days.
It's been a few days since your last bump.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you dropped that treasure. It's mine.
Yeah, that's what you had first. I'm sorry.
I'm still up in the room with Liara, and so...
I would say you walked out with...
Oh, did I? Okay.
I would say, you two are a tag team. You're wandering around the castle. But let's say the party is getting back together.
Okay.
Draconis, as we discussed last time, you have one dose of Bloodroot remaining.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your time is officially up. Now, you can continue... You can continue to suffer with this for a few more days before things get really bad, but you will take a negative in combat. You're going to be in more and more discomfort as time goes on. Mm-hmm. But the second you take this last dose, you are out of Bloodroot officially, but you'll be good for another few days.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
With my knowledge of both drugs and healing, could I help him out?
The only thing that's going to help him out is Bloodroot.
Okay. I don't have any Bloodroot, but I got some purple.
What about purple? I was going to actually ask Hondo about the purple.
Oh my god.
Just because Hondo says that's going to work does not mean that's going to work.
Hondo, can I have some purple?
You get everybody hooked on purple. Okay. I thought I had another option. Oh shit. Okay. That's not good. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to have to take it for now. I have to take it now. I'm going to take it right now.
All righty.
Yes,
do me a favor. Okay, so the party's met back up, and Draconis is going to take a celebratory bump, I guess, so that Are you taking it in front of the party, or is it more like you're ducking down a hallway and doing your thing?
I'll take it in front of the party. I mean, what do we do? We're just kind of gathering together now, right?
Yeah, you're
comfortable.
You did
comfortable, that before, like, anyways, when you're on the road.
Yeah, it's not like you guys don't know, obviously. Yeah. It's like he hit it so
okay,
well.
Okay, if he's going to take it in front of the party, I'm just going to take a step the fuck back.
Yeah, okay. Join
him. Yeah, Duncan hides behind Yenward.
You guys were all present the last time he did this, correct?
Yeah, and he fucked up
he
walls.
He did it off my weapon.
I did it off. Yeah, I did Stormrunner.
The second time he got a lot of fire stuff. Which, is, like...
is the second time a weapon of Cord has been defiled on this show.
Are you talking about the first time was when Diana got one? Oh!
Sorry. That wasn't a weapon of Cord.
Spark.
this time...
I'm joking.
I'm going to reach into the bag of goodies that we just got. I'm going to pull out that clock. And I'm going to smash it with my hand.
The clock?
Yeah, I'm going to smash it and pull out a shard of the glass and put my blood root down on the...
Like the
back side of the clock, and I'm going to start chopping it up with the shard of glass.
I just like to give an exasperated gesture towards a table full of plates.
Make that 14,000 gold that you guys are going to get from this haul. The clock was valuable. Okay. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Roll a flat
d20. D20? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
11.
Favorite.
Oh, yeah. 11.
Hold up.
Oh, I hear the paper.
I hope to God it's a good one.
I don't remember the other numbers. When I rolled the horse.
Yeah,
I remember. There's no horses around, so it better not be that.
Draconis is going to start to uncontrollably spit fire.
Oh my God!
For fuck's sake! God damn it, Jake!
When you say uncontrollably, what do you?
I'm talking flamethrower. So Draconis is going to snort this blood root. Stand up and just sort of like flex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's he has no idea. Like there's this crazy rush of energy. He has no idea what to do with it, and he's just going to open his maw and start to breathe fire all about the room. Just uncontrollably. And it's quite the little jet stream going on. It's you got about a 10-foot range with this. This is a pretty good...
Oh, man. You do this in combat. So what's everybody else doing? Am I hitting anybody else with this?
Let's...
I already stated I backed the fuck
up. Yes. I already
behind Yenward. Yeah.
Also have immunity at some.
Do me a favor, roll an attack roll against Yenward, please.
Oh, shit. Which one?
Do me a favor.
Dragon Breath.
Okay. Roll Dragon Breath against Yenward.
Where's his character? Or should I just roll it?
You can just roll it on the table and we'll do it.
Of course. That's a d20 plus 9. This is reflex, so I'm pretty sure that's fine. 12?
Yes, 12 versus. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay, there we go. So he's just going to uncontrollably, like, whoosh, whoosh, just all over the room. He's going to catch this table on fire. He's going to. The carpet is on fire. Yenward is going to see this and manage to jump out of the way just in time.
Oh, wait a second.
Whatever flies he makes, I'm trying to put it out ASAP.
Okay, good.
Do I hit Duncan then? Duncan was hiding behind Yenward.
Do me a favor, roll an attack roll against Duncan.
Oh, all right.
Pushed him in the way.
This is for reflex, obviously. And 27.
Yep, he hits me.
Okay, roll damage against Duncan, please. Oh, but augment it with a plus 20.
A plus 20?
Yes.
All right. Luckily, this isn't too much damage, so... Plus...
So 41.
Oh wait, hold on. No, sorry, that was wrong. One second, and there we go. I had a plus 12 on accident.
Okay, so it's a plus 2.
It's a plus 2, yeah.
Okay, so that is okay. So
29 damage.
So 29, 29 damage to Duncan.
Fine.
Jerk. So he just catches on fire.
You are going to temporarily, just for a moment, engulf Duncan in flames. So his clothes are going to go up. It's just, I would imagine he's just like, Jesus Christ. Like,
Duncan's just like jumping around.
It's one of those cartoons where the body goes completely black, but just two white eyes blink and it goes into ashes.
Blink, blink. Yeah. For the next several seconds, Draconis, unless stopped, is going to continue to just spit fire like an out-of-control fire hose. But the opposite of that, and hose this entire room down.
Can I try to close
is there a window?
Like an alligator? Sorry, go ahead.
Is there a window? So, there's a window in the room. Yeah,
dude, stick your head out the window, man.
What floor are we on? I don't want to get pushed out of a window now.
Maybe, yeah. That. So is Yenward going to try and? You said he's going to try to stop.
Hold his mouth shut. Yeah.
Do me a favor. Roll an athletics check.
Hands, sure.
Oh,
crit!
Shit.
Crit!
That one's a crit.
After Yenward dodges out of the way, he's going to leap forward and wrap his forearms around, kind of put Draconis in a headlock, but around his snout.
This is for your own good.
And I'm going to start kicking and jerking and pulling.
Do me a favor, roll an athletics check.
22.
Does that beat your fortitude, Yenward?
No, it does not.
Okay, well then, Yenward's going to hold... He's going to hold strong and... for a few seconds, Draconis is going to buck and try and get
Am
out
I
of
in
it,
pain?
Then...
Is this pain? Like, is the.
No,
the
no,
breath,
no,
is it
it's
painful
not.
Originally.
No, this was more. This was release for you. It's just like, I gotta fucking do something. And yeah. He,
okay.
So that is going to go on for a couple of seconds, and then you're gonna calm down and stop and get a hold of yourself.
Maintain.
Okay.
Is anybody putting out the fire?
Hondo said he was okay. He was going to start working
straight away.
I'm on fire, so I'm not really.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah. This,
Duncan? Do you want to be healed or are you good?
We can heal before we leave. You don't need to do it right.
All right, no rush. All right.
After some time, the fires are put out. Draconis seems to have calmed down. He's even right now. He's okay. He's not in pain. He's from bloodroot withdrawal. This room is ruined, but at the very least, it's not
the shitty room anyway.
It's not the castle. Let's say
the building doesn't burn down. I mean,
definitely might want to crack a window, let some of the smoke out. But yeah, what would you guys as a party like to do now?
We need to sit down and discuss what we do next.
Yeah, we got Diana's like 8 minutes.
Diana's going to look around the rest of the room. Just while the rest of you were exploring, did you find anything perhaps around the laboratory area that might lead us to Lore Weaver's whereabouts? I was reading his journals and we might want to track him down.
Okay, for time's sake, I'll do an exposition jump.
Okay.
Dump. About everything, including the safe, and letting them know we either need to find a key or break into it, but letting them know that there's a trap.
And also about the tunnels and stuff.
And I'll put the 2,000 gold on the table.
Good. That's good of you to share.
did you let us know about that you
everything,
saw like tracks and stuff?
Everything okay. Including, excluding, let's say, the personal letters I found, but you guys know everything else, and except the 8,000 I'm keeping for myself.
Okay. And Diana's going to also expedition dump just to quickly explain about the, like, biological
the
weapon.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're probably has stuff on it, and if he escapes, he's going to continue working on it. And so he is an archmage, but I believe as a party, we could probably take him down. And, well, we would want to do that as soon as possible.
So I guess we're going to the tunnels.
Well, I guess that's a good time for us to stop for the night, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
That ended up being a really good session. I think
that was a really good session.
And we set up,
yeah.
I think, next time should be interesting if we can hopefully find the dude and kill him. We should also probably stay, like, I don't know, like, range, just because I'm afraid he's going to, like have, like, the vials on him and, like, throw them at us and it'll, like, infect us with, like, the zombie stuff because none of us are human. Like, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, you have. There's not a human in your party.
So, I'm kind of worried about that. But vial sounds like it's liquid. I don't know. Like this is.
Then saying that, should we really be the people hunting him down, knowing that he has these vials?
We're also, he's an archmage. Like he's powerful. Besides that, and like we need, or maybe we should grab Liara. I mean.
So what you're saying is someone else's problem. This sounds like a group three job. Let's get out of here, guys.
Not.
Pawn it off.
They just say one step behind you, and like, every time they walk in the room, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, thanks for doing that Strahd thing. There's something downstairs you need to look at. We're going to go to Winterhaven.
No, or if we
and
need
fuck
to...
something up over there. Take care of that guy that got burnt because of us.
See, the problem is like, this needs to be immediate. We need to stop Lorvir as soon as possible, because if he gets away and he sets this off, we're dead no matter where we are. Like, this is, we're all dead.
I do love the idea of us just like, but we burnt down that guy's shop. Like, that, was...
that guy, that one dude. I feel bad about that thing.
So, all right.
Well, guys, thank you for sitting down and playing. I'm so glad we actually got a session in today.
It was, like I said, it was a good session, too.
Yeah. Really fun. I think it was a little bit more lighthearted, which is something people
just a little bit. Just a little
bit.
Okay. Well, I'll see you on the group one page. And I'll see you Thursday, Jason.
Yes. That'll be fun. Oh, that's going to be so fun.
Yes. So, okay. Talk to you guys
later. All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye. Bye. Bye.